Good morning, Senator, and thank you for joining us. Russian President Vladimir Putin has not listened to warnings so far that there is threatened intense sanctions on the way. So, in your opinion, how should the U.S. and its allies respond now the attack has already happened?
Well, first of all, I want to commend our intelligence community, who has been 100% right that the Russians were coming in. They were going to come in not only in the east in the contested region of the Donbass, but they were going to attack Ukrainian cities and population centers all over the country. We're really in uncharted territory. As the earlier commentator mentioned, this is the first land war, major land war in Europe in close to 80 years. I'm concerned not only that we make sure we have unified response in terms of unprecedented sanctions, but I'm concerned on two cyber fronts right away. If the Russians, who are already launching cyber attacks against Ukraine as well as direct military attacks, if they unleash their total cyber power against Ukraine, once you put malware attacks into network-connected communities, they don't know geographic boundaries. So shutting down the power in Ukraine might also shut down the power in eastern Poland, where our American troops are. You could end up with an accident. You could end up with hospitals shutting down. Does that constitute an act of war? Does that trigger a Article 5 violation where attacking one NATO nation means all NATO nations, including the U.S., must come to that nation's aid? And we've already seen some of the attacks, cyber attacks against Ukraine hit Latvia and Lithuania in the Baltics. So these cyber attacks are already going beyond Ukrainian boundaries, number one. Number two, once we launch these unprecedented sanctions, not just America, but around the world, and the president's done a good job of not only rallying NATO, but you're seeing countries like South Korea and Taiwan and Singapore and Australia also launch sanctions against Russia. But if Putin has said, and Putin's kind of going for it all at this point, he's trying to reconstitute the old Soviet Union. If he unleashes major cyber attacks against NATO, against the United States, again, some of our installations, financial systems, networks could be under assault as well within, you know, 24, 48, 72 hours. So we're in a very, very dangerous time.
But don't we have to respond forcefully? Otherwise, we just become a victim, a perennial victim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Putin is a bully. If you don't take down a bully when he takes on these actions against Ukraine, he may take on actions against another small nation called Moldova, who is right next to Ukraine, that is also not a NATO nation. His appetite will only grow. So I think standing firm behind NATO, continuing whatever Ukrainian rump government may be left, continuing to supply them with arms, trying to make sure one of the most powerful tools we have are the images coming out of Ukraine right now. And that's why I've been so concerned about the Russians' ability to shut down the internet or shut down the communications networks in Ukraine, consequently shutting down these videos. Because I think Russia may be able to defeat the Ukrainian military, but we've also seen images, and we know about Ukrainians who've been training for literally months to launch an insurgency against Russia. Mm-hmm. Taking these cities may be one thing. Holding them will be something entirely different.
Senator, you have just a couple of seconds left here for this for the answer to this. Are sanctions enough from the U.S. and from the world? Many say that Vladimir Putin's desire to expand the Russian border far outweighs any pain that sanctions could cause him.
Well, he's clearly willing to put a lot of pain onto the Russian people, because you could see a decline of 15 to 20% of the Russian economy due to these sanctions from America and the West. And they're only effective if our European allies help. We also have to absolutely stand resolute on those NATO countries that are adjacent to Russia, Poland, Romania, the Baltic states. Incursions into those states will constitute Article 5, where we all have to come to assistance of each other.
Senator, thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. Always good to talk to you. Wish it was for a better reason. Virginia's U.S. Senator Mark Warner joining us. He's chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.